The study looked at over 37,000 cancer fundraising campaigns on sites like GoFundMe, where patients asked for donations for everything from lost wages to childcare and even occasionally experimental treatments.
Approximately 25% of what someone asks for is what they get.
Study senior author Dr. Benjamin Breyer at UCSF says while crowdfunding is better than going into debt or bankruptcy, there are concerns about privacy when patients' medical information is posted online.
Third parties could potentially exploit people, you know, when they're in their most vulnerable, when they're getting treated for cancer, by taking their personal information off of these narratives and somehow using that to exploit them.
The study, which appears online in JAMA Internal Medicine, suggests the financial burden of healthcare is certainly not fixed with crowdfunding, and Dr. Breyer says the issue requires more attention and advocacy.
I think it's a sad reflection of where we are, that people need to resort to asking friends and family and strangers for help.
Matt Bigler, KCBS.